Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Volatility in the market, fueled by inflation, potential talks of a recession, recovery from the pandemic, and other factors, continues to unnerve investors. But despite those concerns, investors need to grow their assets to maintain their buying power and are increasingly looking to products like fixed-rate deferred annuities to do that. Last year, fixed-rate deferred annuity sales reached nearly $165 billion, according to LIMRA. That's a 46% climb from the record set in 2022 and more than triple the 2021 sales results of $53.1 billion. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that is Brian Hodgins. He's head of research at LIMRA. Brian, welcome. It's great to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Lori.
So, Brian, what's driving growing interest and demand in annuities, particularly fixed-rate deferred annuities, and what has led their sales to triple over the past 2 years?
Yeah, Lori, it's been, over the last few years, really an amazing growth in these fixed rate deferred annuities. It's been a kind of a combination of factors, I'd say, that have come together. First would be economic conditions, very favorable for fixed rate annuities with interest rates rising and equity markets being very volatile actually have led to a lot of these sales. Additionally, though, demographic shifts, kind of the aging population, and maybe we'll talk a little more about that, but greater consumer demand, I believe, is also driving this growth for, consumers wanting lifetime retirement income. And I think with the volatility in the equity markets, we've seen just flight to protection products where consumers are looking at annuities to give them some stability in their portfolio. So those kind of all of those factors coming together have really driven the sales over the last couple of years. And for some perspective, if you think of for the decade prior to 2022, fixed rate deferred sales typically ran in a range of about 35 to 50 billion in sales per year. And then all of a sudden, in 2022, we started to see interest rates going up, and they continued in 2023. And fixed rate deferred annuities totaled up to, as you mentioned, just under $165 billion. And that's up 46% off of the 2022 levels, which was also a record year in sales for this product. At $113 billion. So it's been tremendous growth over the last couple of years.
Do you expect that trend to continue this year? And how would lower interest rates impact fixed rate deferred annuity sales?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, that currently equity markets, I just mentioned that's what's been driving this a little bit, the volatility in the equity markets. And we've seen less of that. This year, the markets are off to a very good start, but the expectation around interest rates coming down in 2024 is certainly there. And, the Fed has indicated several times last year as inflation starts to come down, and it has, that they would be looking to cut rates. But yet, just in the last few weeks, we've seen sort of this inflation sort of stubbornly staying above this 3% mark, which I know the Fed would like to see that, come down a little bit more. So I think it's going to be a slower approach to adjusting interest rates this year. If we were thinking about this last year, we would have indicated and thought that maybe rates would be coming down a little sooner this year. Now I'm not so sure. I think we'll see some interest rate cuts this year, but I think it'll come down a little bit slower approach by the Fed as they try to get the interest rates under control. And so I think that, if you're in this interest rate environment where we're at right now, where they're still relatively high, I think we're going to continue to see a good, strong year in fixed rate deferred annuity sales. So again, when those interest rates start to come down, that's when we might see a little bit of that pullback.
So what are the benefits of these annuities, and why are investors increasingly interested in fixed rate deferred annuities?
You know, it's a good thought there. Question around interest is, we went out and LIMRA actually did a study on this with investors last year. We asked them, selected an annuity product that they would prefer to buy based on their financial goals and perceived risks. And we laid out the description of several types of annuities. And for those that said they would choose a fixed rate deferred product last year in 2023, safety was the driving force behind that thinking. The top three reasons that they gave, again, safest possible option, 66% of the respondents said that was their top choice. That was the top reason. They also said to us things like they place more value on protecting their savings than seeking maximum gains. 54% said that as a top choice. And then in some cases, investors said in the study that they don't want their investment to decrease at all, no volatility. And so 47% actually said that. So those people that are seeking that safety, that, that protection type product as a portion of their portfolio, they're looking at fixed rate deferred annuities over and over again.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
According to LIMRA research, 88% of fixed rate deferred annuity products sold over the past 2 years have been 3-year and 5-year contracts, which means they'll be out of the surrender period this year and next year. Do you expect many of those contracts to be renewed or rolled over into another fixed rate deferred product, which will increase sales?
Lori, I do actually. I do think that we will see a lot of that fixed rate deferred business roll back over into another fixed rate deferred product. We just look back over, periods of time, even when interest rates were lower, you would still see a healthy proportion of fixed rate deferred business renew back into a similar contract. Today, with interest rates being much higher than they were years ago, and for all the reasons I've already stated, I do believe that we'll definitely see some renewals, strong rollover into these, staying in these products. At LIMRA, we forecast our sales out each year for the industry. And we believe that for 2024 and 2025, that we will exceed $100 billion in fixed rate deferred sales this year and next year. Now, that'll be, if we get back to that thought around interest rates coming down at some point, starting to come down, we would expect the sales to slow a little, but they're still going to be significantly higher than we've seen in recent years. And while we may not set another record this year in fixed rate deferred annuity sales, I think we're still going to see a very strong year in sales.
At the beginning of our discussion, you touched upon aging demographics. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what impact aging demographics is having on fixed rate deferred annuity market growth?
This has always been one of those kind of leading indicators. When you look at annuity sales, historically, the average age of an annuity buyer is in their early 60s. The majority purchase annuities between the ages of 55 and 70, if you want to broaden it out a little bit. But when you look at the demographics today, according to Oxford Economics, for example, their U.S. population age 65 and over is expected to grow by more than 8.3 million people over the next several years. So, you know, you're already adding into an aging population, an influx of millions of more Americans now over the age of 65. It just, and then overlap that with, you know, the typical age, average age of the annuity buyer being in their mid 60s, then, you know, it lines up really well to think that that the growth is there, the demand is there with an aging population.
How did fixed rate deferred annuity rates compare to CD rates over the past several years? And why are insurers able to offer better crediting rates for fixed rate deferred annuity products?
Yeah, you know, CDs, you know, are typically sold through banks, and they offer a similar value proposition relative to a short-term commitment. You know, they've got principal protection, guaranteed rate of return, but their rates have, you know, traditionally have not been able to compete with fixed rate deferred annuity sales. And in 2023, that was the case where we saw the average three-year fixed rate deferred rate almost 5%. And while we saw the average three-year CD rate was just over 2.5%. So insurers are insurance companies are able to offer better rates because their underlying investments are a little bit longer term and a little bit more diverse. When you think about a bank, they make most of their money on loans, mortgages, you know, commercial loans, personal loans, and interest rates on most of those loans, you know, are lower than they have been, you know, on other type of investment products, and where the insurance company can go out and invest in a mix of corporate, government bonds, stocks, mortgages, real estate, et cetera. They tend to get a little bit better yield on those investments and thus can offer a little bit higher return.
You talked earlier about projections for sales this year, but looking at the products themselves, what's ahead for fixed rate deferred annuities and overall annuities in 2024?
Well, Lori, I guess the crystal ball, I would say that I think annuity sales overall are going to be very strong in 2024. We saw a record year overall in 2023, and I think that we'll continue to see that growth here. Fixed rate deferred annuity sales are going to continue to grow this year for the reasons I've stated, you know, that interest rates are still high. The demographics are there. The demand for guaranteed income is there. So I think we'll continue to see that fixed rate deferred business grow. And then I think you'll also see some of the other annuity products, particularly those that have a little more upside growth potential, but still have the downside protection. I think you're going to see growth in those products a little bit more this year as well. So things like fixed indexed annuities and even registered index linked annuities. So I think overall, we're going to see a nice growth of those product lines as well. But again, fixed rate deferred annuity sales, they'll likely exceed $100 billion in 2024. And I think they'll continue that growth into 2025 as well.
Brian, this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Lori. I appreciate you having me. I enjoyed the conversation.
I did also. Thank you again. That was Brian Hodgins, Head of Research at LIMRA. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.